This actually reminds me of a 45-year-old patient, a very special patient of mine. He came in with excruciating abdominal pain. He had peritoneal spread. He had a tumor actually in his lower abdomen, in his pelvis. It was causing him terrible referred pain to the whole of his lower abdomen and to his pelvis. He had lost weight. He was a young engineer and he'd previously been very active. He actually does Tai Chi, yoga, and he runs. He was an active runner. And the last few months, he had lost weight and his activity level had gone down. And we started him up on FOLFIRINOX. And at the beginning, his tumor markers actually even elevated a bit, but his pain started getting a little bit better. And then we tested him and he actually tested positive for a BRCA1 mutation. And we had to do a quick imaging. It was before when we'd wanted to evaluate him because he'd had such severe pain and we weren't quite sure if he'd gone into some obstruction or there'd been some perforation. So we did a CT in the interim before the time that we'd wanted to, and his disease actually seemed to get even a little bit bigger, but there were no new lesions. And I said to him, you know, let's just wait, and I'm not changing treatment options for you. I want to keep you on FOLFIRINOX. I still think this is the strongest combination we have now for you, and let's just give this a go. I think that your disease was just so aggressive to start, and we're still trying, you know, to build up the effect of the chemo, and you know, your tumor markers have started to get lower, and let's just give this another chance. And we kept him on the FOLFIRINOX, and we redid imaging 2 months later, and his tumors have started shrinking already, and tumor markers really went down, and his pain got significantly better. And then, of course, he wanted to go onto a PARP inhibitor. And I said to him, you know, your tumor's just really aggressive. We need to leave you, you know, on more chemo before we do the switch. So we gave him 14 cycles, 8 months of chemo before we switched to, actually, he's in expanded access, getting olaparib. And that's quite amazing. He's 3 months now on PARP inhibitor. Tumor marker continues to get lower. And his imaging is improving and he's gone back to running. So he's running 5Ks now 3 times a week, and he made my week, so it was really exciting. So I think that really just puts it into, it's just very reflective of, you know, how we can come in a really, really very aggressive disease like pancreatic cancer. We're, you know, young, strong patients are literally doubled over. They can't even stand on their feet from the disease. And, you know, you get tumor burden reduction with the platinum agents, and then, you know, you bring in your PARP inhibitor, and you can maintain this, and then you can start improving on the quality of life and go back to full-time work and, you know, run 5Ks 3 times a week. It's just amazing. It's a very, very rewarding vision to see.
I'm kind of curious what his quality of life was like while he was on chemo, and then what his quality of life is like now that he's on olaparib.
Yeah, so that was a big thing. I mean, I said to him, you know, just stay active. And he said to me, there's no way I can run. Like, I just cannot run. The chemo is so difficult for me. I'm, you know, there's no way I can keep on running. But I said to him, you know, and just keep on walking. Like, just keep on your feet and keep as active as you can. His quality of life was really, really, really low with the chemotherapy. But I was really adamant about us keeping on. I wouldn't sway. He asked me several times to reduce doses and to stop chemo. And I said to him, you know, for you, for your tumor, I know that this is the right thing to do. Let's just push you a little bit more. And each time I said, you know, just let's do one more treatment. And I kind of just, you know, gently pushed him along the way. His quality of life is like 180 degrees better. You can't even compare, you know, where he was with the chemo versus where he is now with the PARP inhibitor.
And when you use maintenance PARP inhibitor or olaparib, for how long?
There's no stopping.
What's the longest you've had someone on maintenance olaparib yourself?
6 years.
Wow. Interesting.
And I have 2 now for 4.5 years.
Hmm.